It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Jonah, having a wonderful study in the book of Jonah, first chapter, and we're going to begin reading. We'll just go ahead and read the first verse and read down through the 11th verse today. Kind of good to continue to read those verses of Scripture to get us prepared for the study. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us, our phone number here is 217-847-2717. Our email address, parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com or parkviewbible@gmail.com. Our website is parkviewbiblechurch.org. parkviewbiblechurch.org is our website. And so the other is our email, and you can sure email us or call us or write to us. We're just, you don't need to do any of it. I'm just glad, to know that you're listening and enjoying the study. And so please now, if that's enough time for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study in this wonderful Old Testament book, the prophet Jonah, and we're going to begin reading with chapter 1, verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, went down to Joppa, found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it, to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship unto the sea, to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the side of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. And they said every one of his to his fellow, Come, let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation? Whence comest thou? What is thy country? And of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am a Hebrew. I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then said they unto him, What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea was wrought and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, Take me up, cast me forth into the sea, so shall the sea be calm unto you, for I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. We're going to stop with that 12th verse there and begin with prayer before the study. Father, we just thank and praise you that we can come together and enjoy this precious time. Please that you would guide and lead us through your precious word today. It is so important that we will study and enjoy and learn, whether it be the minor prophets or Isaiah or any of the New Testament precious books that we enjoy studying. Father, it's just such a joy to study them all. And so help us to know from Genesis to Revelation your precious word and your precious book, that we may live and walk with you. Of course, Father, we know that in order to do that, in order to begin that walk, it begins with being born again. We must come by faith to you and be saved, born again. And once we're saved, then, and you save us, you died on the cross of Calvary, you took our sins away, but we must come by faith to you first. And once we have done that, and it comes by your convicting spirit, as the Holy Spirit convicts our hearts, And as we've done that, as we come to you by faith, then the wonderful walk begins. That joy of serving you and praising you and enjoying each and every day, growing every day. Father, I just thank you and I praise you for all that you have given us. Salvation first, and then the joy of life each and every day, and eternal life as well, spending it with you. Please touch every heart today, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. This prophet, this man named Jonah, he made some mistakes, as we all make some mistakes. We kind of get tired, we get lazy, we see that other things become more important to us than searching the Word and sharing the Word and coming together with other believers. We find, you know, ball games and camping and boating and all kinds of activities of children and grandchildren that we get ourselves so occupied in. And those things are all wonderful, all fun to do. But please that in doing so, we do not neglect our God. We need to serve our God. We need to praise our God. We need to fellowship with other believers. And we're not sure what condition here Jonah may have been in. Because as we find when we got the command, it said in verse 2, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me." And we find, but Jonah rose up, and so we find that he was not, he wasn't prepared to serve. Now, he could have been sitting down, he could have been laying down, but no matter what he was doing, he was not prepared for service. We need to be prepared for service. When God calls us, we need to be prepared. And that may be just a matter of speaking to one of our children, maybe to our parents, maybe to a sibling, maybe to our friend, maybe to a neighbor, maybe to a total stranger. But be prepared for service as the Lord would use us in some way, in some means, to bring another person to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, or to help someone that is born again, that they can be strengthened and built up, and we can serve them and serve the Lord and help our brothers and sisters in Christ, help folks come to the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be ready. Jonah wasn't ready. And he not only wasn't ready, but he didn't want to do what the Lord told him to do either. We find that he has taken off, and as we've talked in the past now, he, you know, went down, he fled to go to Tarshish, which is a great distance. He went down to Joppa. Down there he found a ship, and down there he paid the price, and he was fleeing from the presence of the Lord, as the end of verse 3 tells us. And then we come to verse 4, but the Lord. Now we have two, and we've talked about that, but Jonah rose up to flee. And in verse 4, but the Lord sent out a great wind. And so Jonah headed out to run. God stopped him from the running. Now he's going to bring a halt to him here, and he did that through a storm. And we're going to be talking about that storm at quite a length in the next few studies as we enjoy this. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, verse 4, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man to his God. And see, you know, today, so many say that they know the true God, Jehovah God, the creator of the world. As Jonah confesses down here, "I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and dry land." Now, Jonah knew the true God. These mariners didn't, but they also had a God. And if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you've never come by faith to him, you're standing on your works or something you've done in some means, and you have never had the experience of the Holy Spirit kind of knocking on your heart's door, showing you who you are. You see, you got to be lost before you ever need to be saved. Everybody needs to be saved, but until you're lost. So, now that you're lost, and the only way you're going to know that is the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, convicts your heart and shows you your sin. Once you have seen that sin, once you've witnessed that sin, then He doesn't just, the Holy Spirit doesn't just drop you there. What the Holy Spirit, what He does, He shows you then life. And that life is through Jesus Christ. And the invitation is there for you to come to Him. So now, have you had such an experience? Have you had the conviction of the Holy Spirit upon your heart, showing you who you are and what you need, and then bringing you to the saving knowledge of Jesus? Because if you have not, you're as these mariners. You're calling on your God, but it's not the God that Jonah is calling upon, or the God that Jonah is saying he believes in, or that is looking for him, that has sent him, I am a Hebrew. I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and dry land. Well, when he said that, these mariners over here in the earlier verse, in verse 5, you see, the mariners were afraid because of the storm. They called upon their God. But there was enough of a witness and testimony of Jonah's God through, I'm sure, maybe Jonah himself in an earlier time, or maybe just the fact of the joy that other Hebrews had, other Jews had, in testifying the power of the Lord Jesus and saying, you know, had they heard the stories of how that God had delivered Israel out of Egypt and had destroyed the Pharaoh and all of his chariots and his riders, had they heard the stories about fall of Jericho, and how that God brought them in and brought victory when they would call upon their God to go before them. What did they hear? Somewhere they have heard, because we find in verse 10, then were the men exceedingly afraid and said unto him, why hast thou done this? So even though they did not believe in the true God Jehovah, they knew about the true God Jehovah. They knew about him. They didn't know him. And I don't want you to be in that same situation. I don't want you just to know about him. I want you to know him. And the way that you're going to know him is if you'll let that Spirit come in and knock on that heart's door, and you let him in and say, please, come in and save me. If you'll please do that, and then we can begin this wonderful walk and this wonderful class. You're going to enjoy it as we study God's precious word each and every day. But we kind of come back and forth here, because we find that the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. Now that's a sad, sad statement there at the end of verse 5. And then, so the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, what meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will bring up on us that we perish not. And so, again, even though they weren't believers in the true God, they called upon their own God, but they still recognized the power of the true God. And so he, you know, please. So the shipmaster came to him and said, what meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. How long had they pleaded with their gods and realized that, where's Jonah? Where's Jonah at? I don't see him. Where is he? And then when we find that he is missing, they go. The captain, the shipmaster, goes to find him, and they find him fast asleep. Well, how long had they pleaded with their gods before they decided to go wake Jonah up? But anyway, they woke him up, and they said, everyone to his fellow, come, Let us cast lots that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Of course it did. God saw to that, that fell upon Jonah. Now, as we back up to that sixth verse, you know, that's the condition that the church is in today. We're asleep. We're asleep. The world around us is going to hell at such a fast pace, and yet we don't seem to care. And we must take the gospel out. We must tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ. I've got a couple verses of Scripture clear back in Revelation. And so if you'd take your Bibles, if you can, if you're traveling. I know a lot of folks listen to the program on their way to church, and I appreciate you listening. And so I know that you can't look it up, but it's Revelation 21:8, if you'd like to you look it up a little later. If you can't look it up right now, Revelation 21:8. But the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Every person we know, I don't care what religion, what color, where your home is, I don't care. God doesn't care. God loves everyone, died for everyone. But until you accept that free gift of salvation, and there is only one God, and there is only one Savior, and that's Jesus Christ, and there's only one way to be saved, and that's by faith and not by works. So if you would look, you'll find that that eliminates a lot of religions. They depend upon works. They don't preach the gospel that Jesus saves. That is what the Word of God tells us. We must look to the Word. We must search the Word. We must come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. Please, trust in Jesus as your Savior, but the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is a second death. You need to understand that as a believer, I may have to face death once, physical, but I'll never have to face a spiritual death. But if you've refused Jesus in this life, you will too face a physical death, but you're also going to face a spiritual death, separated from God eternally. That's what it's talking about here. Let's go back to Revelation 20, verse 10. May even be on the same page for you. It is on mine. Revelation 20:10. The devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. That is the same place that every person that rejects the Lord Jesus Christ will find themselves. So, well, my church doesn't teach that. My religion doesn't tell me that. The Word of God tells us that. This precious word, that wonderful old King James, please don't leave it, don't change from it. If you have, get back to it. Search it and study it, because there is so much that has been changed, so much that has taken the power of God away when you have changed this precious book. Get this book back in your hand, open it up, read it, ask the Spirit of God to show you the way of salvation, and He will as you're reading it. He'll bring you to salvation, and then you can accept Him and begin that wonderful walk every day. Please don't miss that. The world is going to hell, and as Jonah, we don't care. What a sad, sad statement. Sad statement. Everything is going on everywhere, and there's no concern for that lost soul. So the shipmaster came to him and said to him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, so if so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not. And so we find up in the second verse there, arise, go to Nineveh. That was the command. We find in verse 3 that Jonah did rise up. But we also find that he went in the wrong direction, and God sent something to stop him. God had a plan for him. He had folks that needed to hear the word of God, to hear the plan of salvation, to find out how to be saved, and Jonah was that messenger. But God had to get a hold of him. And so right now, then, we find that the shipmaster, again, says, arise. And so every time we turn around, why, Jonah's sitting down. And then they decided to cast lots, as verse 7 tells us. They cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Now, things are different now that we have the complete Word of God. We don't throw a dice or cast lots to see, to make a decision. We have the Holy Spirit in our hearts. If you're born again, you have His precious Word before you, and He will lead you. He will guide you to the correct direction and way and plan. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit did not abide in the hearts of believers. The Holy Spirit was present upon them at certain times, but not continual. And we have the opportunity of the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, living in our heart always. And what a joy that is. And so they used the cast lots. If you'll go back to the Old Testament, you'll find in this same Old Testament, you'll find the high priest. And they had something called an Urim and a Thummim. And that was what they used to make decisions. And the Lord used that. Doesn't do it anymore. But He used to do that in the Old Testament to find decisions. Well, the lots were cast on all the mariners, and the one fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him in verse 8, Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us? What is thine occupation? Whence comest thou? What is thy country? And of what people art thou? What do these mariners know about Jonah? Not a single thing. He came, he paid the price, whatever that cost for that ship was, he paid the price, and off he went. Paid the price, and off he went. Right down to the bottom of the ship went to sleep. Even that horrendous storm did not wake him. He was so content to be of the world and lazy that he didn't care. He just, you know, God said, you're going to go to Nineveh. I want you to go to Nineveh and preach against it. For the wickedness has come up before me. And Jonah doesn't give us any word that he responded to the word that came to the Lord. He just took off. And it seems that maybe he has been kind of in this lazy mode for a period of time, because he's able to go right back to sleep. Don't care. Let the world go to hell, and we don't care. And again, we can condemn and criticize Jonah all you want to, but that's the same condition the church is in today. We're so busy with everything. We never get around to preaching the gospel. It's so important that the gospel be shared and presented to those that are around us. And we just need to ask God, please give me the strength. Give me the witness to speak. The lot was cast, fell upon Jonah. And then they come to him and they said, all right. They trusted in the result. So they knew the problem was Jonah. And now we need to know who you are. What's thine occupation? Jonah, what do you do? What do you do? You're riding in this. You're going to Tarshish. What do you do? Where have you come from? What's thy country? What people art thou? What nationality of people are? Where'd you come from? Where do you live? What do you do? They had all kinds of questions, didn't they? All in the midst of this storm. Oh, winds are blowing, smacking up against that ship, tossing it here and there. And they're quick to ask questions. If you're the cause of this, I want to know why. I want to know why. Let's see what he had to say. Did he answer him? Did he ignore him? What did he do? Verse 9. He said unto them, I am an Hebrew. I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. Well, at least finally, Jonah come up with the proper testimony. Thankfully, he finally, brought a confession forward. But look at the results. And as I said earlier, it would seem that even though these mariners did not serve nor know Jehovah God, the Creator, the Savior, they didn't know Him, but they knew about Him. Now, that's not good enough. If you just know about the Lord Jesus, if you just know about Him, you're going to be in hell just like everybody else that has rejected it. You need to know Him personally. Invite Him into your heart. And so here, then were the men exceedingly afraid and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord because he told them. Well, I'm running away from my God. Now, why would that really scare them when it wasn't even their God? I believe the testimony and the witness was there. I think they knew what that meant. I think they have remembered and recalled some judgments that they've heard about when it come to God fighting for them in past battles or back again when they were delivered from Egypt. You know, those words would have come out and they would have heard about the victories that were won because there is Jehovah God has went before them. But they, never paid any attention, never really thought much about it. They just kind of lived their own life and went their own way and didn't realize. But now that their lives are in jeopardy and they know what Jonah's God can do and probably will do, and they were afraid. Then were the men exceedingly afraid and said to them, Why hast thou done this? For men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord because he had told them. Then said they unto him, What shall we do unto thee that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wrought and was tempestuous. And oh, it was a terrible, terrible storm. And so the question come to them. Then said they unto him, What shall we do? If you're the one that running away and the lot fell on you, so we know that, and we have seen, maybe heard, the anger of our God when people left him and were disobedient, and they were so afraid, the scripture tells us. And then they wanted to know, what shall we do? That was the question. What shall we do here? You know, in a storm or in the midst of a storm, there's reasons for it. Many times don't understand what the reason for the storm is, but they felt like that if they would believe, just Jonah, whatever the problem is here, Jonah, we need to take care of it. And so we're in the midst of the storm. There's a reason for the storm, and you're it. My dear friend, so quickly, what are you going to do about Jesus?